Good evening and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lezecha Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren Ben Moshe, Lezecha Nishmas Gittel Basar Rav Eliezer Monoyach. Number of issues which constantly plague most of us, and I think we could address briefly in a very succinct way, which might be helpful. Number one, many of us feel that we achieve a certain measure of bitochon in our lives, a certain measure of hope, optimistic hope, refusal to give up hope, to be meyayish, even a sense of confidence that, in fact, Hashem will deliver for us according to the desires of our hearts. And yet, there seems to be such a delay. We have it, we feel it, we're confident again and again and again, and we maintain the confidence and nothing happens. And sometimes it's a very disheartening feeling, and many are on the brink, on the verge of giving up, and some even do. And I thought that there's a very potent lesson in the period of time that we are going through right now, the 3 weeks. 3 weeks represent the final stages leading up, of course, to Tisha B'Av and the destruction of the Bote Mikdash, the first and the second. And what's very, very strange is that here we are, over 1900, close to 2,000 years later, and we still await the redemption. We still await the ending of this golus and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. We say it every day, Semach Dovid Avdecho Meheira Satzmiach V'Karnator Mishua Secho Ki Lishuoscho Kivinu Kol Hayom. We're hoping for your Yeshua every day. Ani Mamin Be'emuna Shleimo Be'bias HaMoshiach V'af Al Pi She'yisma Me'a Im Kol Ze'ach HaKeloi. I continue to wait even though he seems to delay. And every Shabbos morning, for close to 2,000 years, we recite, Mimkoimcho Malkeinu Sofia, V'simlecholeinu, we ask that you once again appear to us from your place on high, from Atom Mekoimu Shalulam, and reign with your Malchus upon us. Why? In what merit? Because we're waiting for you. We're waiting. Here we are, Klal Yisroel, having suffered so much in the last close to 2,000 years of this exile, and we continue to wait. We continue to be mechakim anachnu loch. We continue to be lishuoscho kivinu kol hayom. We continue to be umetzapim lishua. Close to 2,000 years. That can serve as a picture, a dogma, an example, a lesson for us. Yeah, be patient. We don't give up on Hashem's chesed. We don't give up on Hashem's geula and Yeshua. The Yeshua will come. We animamin betchias hamesim, animamin bebias hamoshiach. Such a bearyautiful thing that Rabbi Aryeh Levin, who had so much to do with all of these chevra that were not necessarily that religious, and he writes on his tombstone that he requests that everyone who comes, lishtateach al kivri, should say, bepe mole, should recite, ani ma'amin be'emuna shleimo b'tchias ha'mesim. That I believe in tchias ha'mesim, there will be the revival of the dead. And I guess he felt that they could believe it about him, or they want to believe it about him, and that would have a chizuk on them. Now here we are, close to 2,000 years later, and we still believe, and we still maintain the hope, and we're mechakim, umetzapim, umekavim, umeyachalim, the Yeshuas Hashem, the Geula Shalema, despite the fact that it's been so long in coming. And that, I think, should be a lesson and an energizer and a dogma and a koyach to give us greater potential by seeing the fact that we're still waiting for the geula, that when our own situations that we await for seem somewhat delayed or disappointing in the time frame that it takes for it to finally be delivered, we have to focus on the golus and the hope for the geula that hasn't been lost, and we should not lose that hope either, even though our own personal redemption, our own personal resolution, our own personal fulfillment of our requests seems to be so delayed. And we don't give up hope, because we're confident in the chesed Hashem, and that chesed does come, that chesed is promised, and that chesed will come. And the length of the golus with our still keeping our hopes up should be an example for us and an inspiration for us to be able to maintain that bitochon. There's another problem that we have in general, and that is with having bitochon. Besides the disappointment after we have, but how do we get it all together? And every new and potential and possible way to strengthen our bitochon is of great value to us. Because bitochon, as we know, is the greatest gift. It's the gift of menuchas hanefesh, tranquility and peace of mind under all of the vicissitudes of life. And it's the gift that enables us to achieve and accomplish and attain the goals, the aspirations, the needs, and the desires of our hearts. So it's a very coveted state of being, and yet sometimes it seems to elude us. Sometimes it seems so evasive. And I noticed in the Rabbeinu Bechaya's introduction to Parshas Pinchas that he seems to indicate over there that there is a means to achieve even the greatest levels of bitochon. And he says it starts with a minimal bitochon. He brings the posuk, V'koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach. We hope to Hashem. And the hope to Hashem gives us the strength, the fortitude, to do the mitzvahs the way we're supposed to be passionate about our avodas Hashem, to be zrizim in the accomplishment of mitzvahs. Those things that have to be done speedily will be done speedily. Those things that have to be done b'hasmoda u'bishkido, like learning and other things like that, will be done that way. We'll be cognizant, we'll be focused, we'll be passionate, we'll be excited, and we'll be running. Yalo Ever Kaneshorim, it says it will sprout wings to be able to fly like eagles, to be able to accomplish the Avodas Hashem. And he says this level of bitochon that inspires us to strengthen the passion in our Avodas Hashem leads us to greater Yirah Shamayim, and that leads us to an ultimate bitochon, a bitochon that assures us that there's nothing to worry about. Everything will be resolved. So it seems that beginning with a minimalist bitochon b'Hashem, and strengthening that through the development of our passion in our avodas Hashem, and doing the mitzvahs, and doing the learning, and doing the tefillah, and doing it with feeling, with emotion, with passion, with commitment, with speed, with conviction, with the proper midas and dedication that it deserves, that leads to a higher level of Yirah Shamayim, and that inspires a new dimension of bitochon in Hashem, which can be the ultimate in what he refers to in the posuk in Mishlei the Rebbeinu Bechaya as the migdal uis, as a tower of strength. We're towering above all of the difficulties of life in the merit, with the power of that bitochon that can be achieved through the beginning of bitochon and motivating ourselves to serve Hashem with more and more commitment and passion, which will ultimately strengthen our bitochon and bring us to the highest levels. But there's something else that's interesting here, which addresses another problem that we have in our generation. And that is there's a malaise. There's a mitzvah hanoshim milumoda. There's a sense of going through the motions without the feeling, without the passion, without the appreciation, without the depths of excitement and commitment. And many people feel that in their performance of mitzvahs and even in their learning and in their tefillah. And it seems from the Rabbeinu Bechaya, from that posuk also, "Vekoyve Hashem yachlifu koyach yalo yalo eiver laneshom yarutzu velo yigo velo yiofu velo yigo velo yiofu." It seems that bitochen can give us that passion too. If a person starts out with hope in Hashem, I trust Hashem, I hope to Hashem, I never become despondent, I know that He's always there for me, that cannot just lead to a greater observance of the mitzvahs, but can energize, can give us, allow us to soar, to fly high, to evoke passion and depth of commitment in the mitzvahs, to put feeling rather than just the milumoda, rather than just the going through the motions in our daily living of mitzvahs. And therefore the bitochen is not only the end result that comes from this, but the bitochen is a factor that can enhance in a great dimension our feeling and passion and excitement with our avodas Hashem. So it's a win-win situation all across the board. When we can develop a certain level of bitochen, we can have excitement and passion in the mitzvahs. That will lead us even to a greater level of bitochen. And when we feel that with all this bitochen that we've mustered, that we have, that we've maintained, and it doesn't seem to be working, then we have to take the lesson from the Golus. We have to take the lesson from the Mimkoim Chomalkeinu Sefia V'Simloi Choleinu. And even though it's close to 2,000 years, Mechakim Anachnu Loch, we're still waiting for you. We haven't given up. We still ask every day, Es Tzemach Dovid Avdecho, V'Yerushalayim Iruch Barachamim Toshuv, V'Sechezeno Einenu B'Shuvcho L'Tzion Barachamim. And we still believe, and we haven't given up hope after so long. We know it's going to come. We aminim be'emunah shleima be'bi'as ha-moshiach u'b'tchiyas ha-meisim. And that should energize us. And even when we do sense a feeling of bitochon, but it begins to wane when things don't seem to fall into place, the lesson of the length of the golus and the obstinate commitment that Klal Yisrael still has to awaiting and not giving up hope and still being mechakim umetzapim umekavim for Yeshua, that should inspire us that we should not lose hope and maintain that bitochen. And Be'ez Hashem, through that bitochen, we'll be zeichen not only to the ultimate menuchas hanefesh and that peace of mind and tranquility, but we'll be zeichen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be memale kol mish'alois libeinu letoivo.